sports nutrition has changed over the years in the way we look at the food we eat and performance.
It's fun to be able to cook for people who, like, they have to eat for their job. You know what I mean? Like, they have to put that into their body to make sure that they can perform on the field.
So the most important things I tell my athletes is they really need to think about three nutrients. One is carbohydrates, one is protein, and one is fats. We need a balance of all of them to make sure that we're performing well on and off the field.
Trying to stay away from some of the less healthy cooking techniques, but it's pretty much just the lean proteins, a lot of carbohydrates, the pastas, the whole grains. We do a lot of the composed salads, the quinoas, the wheat berries. And as long as we have this good variety for them to pick from, they shouldn't have issues with it.
I may plan a program differently for a quarterback than I would for an offensive lineman. So if we're looking at the nutritional needs of somebody like Joe Thomas, he's a big guy, he needs to be strong, he probably needs at least 7,000 to 9,000 calories a day, which is an awful lot of food, but he's also trying to propel a lot of weight and protect the quarterback. So his needs are going to be much different than perhaps someone like a Taylor Gabriel, who might need about 3,000 to 3,500 calories a day. There's no cookie-cutter approach working with athletes. There's no one-size-fits-all. So it really depends on their specific needs and at how it affects their performance.